episode was recorded on the country of the Binjarrid people of the Noongar Nation. The Binjarrid people are the traditional custodians of the land, sea and sky around Mandurah in Western Australia. Mandurah is actually named after a Binjarrid word, Manjagoodap, which translates to meeting place of the heart. I pay my respects to elders past and present. Welcome to Weekend Birder, I'm Kirsty Costa. Are you a bird photographer looking to improve your skills? Or are you a bird photography appreciator like me? Either way, you're going to love meeting our guest, Shelley Pearson. Shelley is an award-winning professional wildlife photographer. When I feel like I need some beauty in my life, I visit Shelley's Instagram account and marvel at the wonder of birds through her photos. Turns out that other people do the same. This interview was requested by Adam, Clara, Joey, Pia and Rebecca. Here is how it all started for Shelley.
I think I was more interested in photography at the time. I've always loved wildlife, and because I grew up in the outback of Australia in a little place called Meekatharra, people would know it by the weather map. It's a very different place now, but that's where I grew up to as a teenager. So I loved being outdoors and out with my brothers exploring and getting up to mischief that kids do. So when I moved down to the city, which was Bunbury, which is not wasn't a real big city or anything, I just sort of got caught up in life and getting married and having kids. I've always been very active. One day I just picked up a camera and we were outside and I took a photo of a flower and I happened to notice a bird, and the rest is history. And it's been a wonderful journey. I've really enjoyed it because I've just learned so much. I love the contact that I have with people and showing them what I see and their interest in it. And that's really developed into where I'm at now with my photography and birds and doing it as a job.
Shelley's love of photography unexpectedly brought her closer to one of her family members.
The most amazing thing about the whole story is my brother who lives in Bunbury, I phoned him up and I said, "Oh, Peter, I'm doing bird photography." He said, "Really? I've been doing that for years." We were both busy with our families at the time, and so he was just doing that in his spare time. So it's got something that sort of came up in conversation. Yet he's been doing it a lot longer than me, so it was great to share that with him. And we've had some amazing moments over the years because we do trips together. I've learned so much from him, and I've probably gone in a bit different direction to what he has. For him, it's more of a hobby, but he loves the wildlife. He loves to sort of plan a trip, go away and see that bird, learn about the bird and get photos, whereas sometimes for myself it's probably more about showing the behaviour in an image and the lengths that I go to get that and the time that I spend out in the field for that.
Shelley also enjoys photography adventures with close friends.
When I've had some amazing moments and you're with another person and you share that, that is very special. And I've got a friend that I go out with sometimes. We haven't caught up much lately, but we always seem to enjoy that. I think we went up to Camelsoak, which is in the Murchison area of Western Australia. We camped because I sleep in my car. I've got my car set up so I can sleep in it. And that gives me time to really get the birds. And these birds will come into Camelsoak for a drink. Pink cockatoos. That's what I was after when they were coming in. The timing is so important for that, and I haven't got the timing right. I have seen them a couple of times, but unfortunately not got the shots I'm after, and I really want to go back, and so I'll try again this year, so this will be my third year. I also get them at Willeen Station sometimes, but they're high up in the trees. So I've gone up to the Kimberleys a fair bit, and I love the Kimberleys, and I've had a lot of wonderful experiences up there, and the place that I like to go to is 80 Mile Beach. There's not particularly a lot of birds there, but I love the area, and sometimes you can get the shorebirds there, but it depends on the tides and everything. Out in the woodland area, if I came across the black-fronted little swallows, and they were all on the low trees, all cuddled up together, and the light was just stunning. And I took some video, and I was able to walk around and just get, instead of getting them on the power lines, it was amazing. And they were there. We stayed there for 3 nights. So every morning I was getting up and seeing these beautiful birds. A common bird, but for me, they were just so beautiful to photograph and just to watch. I absolutely, absolutely love Wallin Station, and I'm probably biased because I do workshops there. That's in the Murchison area. It's about 400 k's in from Geraldton, and they do a lot of conservation work there. Really worth going to visit. A lot of people I know, when they've spoken to me, have actually dropped into Wallin Station if they're up that way. The workshop, I've done them for 2 years now. Each workshop is so different, where we do 4 or 5 days and just photographing the birds on the station. That visit, you get birds that come in, and it's a beautiful area.
I've added Camelsoak, 80 Mile Beach and Wallin Station to the Weekend Birder Google Map, and a link is in the show notes. We've got a whole episode coming up about bird watching in Western Australia, so stay tuned, friends. Shelley has also connected with the birds that live around her. She especially loves taking group shots of fairy wrens.
I follow them around the estuary sometimes and work out their perches and know their area. I work out their behaviour. They seem to do a lot of feeding, a little bit of playing, and then they'll suddenly go and sit into, and they have their favourite areas where they go and cuddle up. I'm there waiting. and then they'll come together, and sometimes they cuddle up, but sometimes they cuddle up and there's a lot of sticks and things in the way, but that's why I always go back. I think that's the beauty of bird photography, is that you're always going to get another chance if you're patient and also going back, especially if it's your local area. And that's why I always go to your local area and visit regularly and don't give up. Down at the estuary, the light is just absolutely stunning at times. You see these birds, but it doesn't mean you're always going to get the photo that you're after, particularly when I'm after behaviour, light, all those sorts of things. I've got a lot of photos. When I show them, people say, you've got so many photos, they must think that you just go out and click, click, clickety, click, and you come home and you've got these shots. It doesn't work like that. And I think the challenge, and that's why I love it so much, is that when I do get it, it's just an amazing feeling. And you don't give up. You just don't give up. You go back again if you want to get something else. Because some people will say to me, Shelley, you're so fussy. And I said, well, I just desire to get something. I don't consider it to be fussy, but I understand why they think I'm being fussy. And I'm not offended or anything. And I understand why they say that. It's just probably sometimes I feel maybe I am going out too much, because my husband says to me, have you got that photo yet? And I go, no. He goes, oh, okay. It can take you a long time for some birds, because some birds are harder than others. You know, like I'm totally fascinated with the little egret, which is a very common bird. You see a photo, but sometimes that's taken me a couple of weeks to get, because I've watched the light, the behaviour. My inspiration comes from being out in the field and watching the birds and the light, and to get them together. And sometimes it can take a long time. Sometimes I don't get it and I try again, because it can be a seasonal time as well for what I'm after. Sometimes I can go to a spot, sit there and just watch the light. It's fascinating because the time seems to stop. That's what I love the most about being absolutely in the moment and trying to get that on camera.
Shelley says that she has had many memorable wildlife photography moments, and some of them are powerful, yet complicated.
A few years ago, when we had the banded stilts come down to Mandra, which is about 20 minutes from home, because they're usually inland, and huge flocks of them came down. I was going down every day to watch them and to photograph them, and it was just amazing because I was able to go there a lot and get the light and watch the behaviour and try and get shots, and it was just fascinating. But one day, I'll never forget, there was another photographer there, and I turned up. It was a little bit quiet and I couldn't see the banded stilts, but I knew another spot along the estuary that where they could be. And I just said, look, I'm going to go there if you want to come. And we walked down to this spot, and sure enough, they were there. So we got down and we were laying down in the mud and just watching them. Suddenly, they just all lifted up and there was just one left in the water. They just lifted up. A peregrine falcon was going around, and was going down and had dived into the flock and hit one, and the rest just went up, lifted off. And then he was going around quite a few times. And I mean, it's not a nice thing to see, but it was very memorable. I was just shaking. I had this nervousness about me, and I just sort of said, I don't think I can take photos. I couldn't explain it. And in the end, I just sort of stood up, and then I just went back down again. It worked out that it was a juvenile peregrine falcon. So, because I couldn't get over how many times he went around, and now I started to, you know, think what's going on here. He got the bird, and that explained why it took so long, because normally peregrine falcons are quite good at diving and getting their prey. It was just the most amazing thing that I'd seen. But the guy turned around and he said to me, you know, Shelley, when you stood up and you know, how you were so excited, I was the same, but it was on the inside. It was an adrenaline rush. It was only when I looked at the photos at home that I actually saw what the bird was going through, the banded stilt, which was very hard. And it was very hard for me to actually look at the photos for quite a while. And I did show a couple because people wanted to see them, but generally I don't show them because they're just a bit, for me, that's nature, that I wanted the bird to, all birds to survive. So, yeah.
Shelley mentioned that she specialises in using natural light and bird behaviour to create powerful photographs. Whether you're someone with a fancy camera, or someone like me who uses their mobile phone to take photos, or someone who doesn't take photos at all but loves to look at birds from different angles, I think you're going to value hearing Shelley's advice.
It's important that you have an understanding of light. What I suggest to you is when you're out, just look at the light and see what it's doing. Notice the difference between early morning, you know, as the sun's coming up. I highly recommend that you get up early and go out. And I can just talk about the process that I go through when I do a workshop. So we will meet down the estuary because I want people to see first light. That's when you get the pink, blues, or just that very strong where you can do silhouettes and you get the orange light. We go through that, people see it. And I think what they see is they start to understand. And then I say, we'll take a picture. Every day can be different with the quality of the light and how you capture it. Because most people say, what settings do you use, Shelley? And I know I do put down my settings and everything. It just really depends on what you've got in front of you on the day that you're out shooting. So we go through that process. And then as the sun comes up, because I'm taking them around the estuary where I know there's some birds and I know the estuary so well, and I start to point out the light and what it's doing. You know, like the sun's coming up and we'll see an osprey on a stick, and I'll say, go darker or lighter, because I often say expose darker or lighter. That's how I talk. So you're trying to use your camera, and if I start talking technical, it can get really a bit confusing and you miss the shot. So I just want them to get a photo to experience, and then once they start to see it, then they start to perfect the camera and the skills that they need. Because funny enough, with bird photography, it's actually quite fast photography because the light, especially in the morning, is coming up really quickly. It's changing. So, and you're going to be looking at, and what do I want? I want the bird. I want a silhouette, you know. So you're quickly clicking away, getting that silhouette, and you're changing your ISO or your shutter speed or whatever. And then you start to see the play of the light and you start getting light through the wings. And then, oh, what do I want? Oh, I want the light. I want it exposed to the light coming through the wings. So, you know, you go a bit lighter on your settings. How are you going to do that? And things like that. So this is what I'm telling people. You start to see the magic of the light. And that's a very basic introduction to it. And then once the sun's up, but it's still low in the sky, you lay down on a shoreline and you're shooting towards the sun and you've got a bird dancing along, and then you decide how you want to expose for that. Do you want to go lighter? Do you want to go darker? Do you want to do that rim light around the bird and just have the shape where you can see that rim light? Or do you want to go a bit more lighter and show the colour of the bird as well? And then you do side light as well. So you get a little bit of rim light and you get the light falling on the bird. When it's, the light hits it from the side, you get this drop off with a shadow on the bird, and it's absolutely amazing. That's where the magic starts. And then your journey, once you've experienced that, and you start, and I've watched some of the people that have done my workshops, and just some of them are just amazing photographers. To watch the journey as they start to really play, I call it play with the light.
I don't know about you, but after listening to Shelley, I'm going to look for the light when I'm watching a bird and see how it's playing out in the scene. If I'm feeling super nifty, I might try playing around with my phone camera as well. Shelley says that you can use light to take photos of other animals too.
There's a particular photo that I got of a kangaroo. I was just walking along and it was just rows and rows of trees. And I looked through and where the trees opened up, there were some kangaroos. And the light was behind the kangaroos and it was filtering through and there was bushes and everything. And it was low light, but the sun was up and the light was reflecting off the bushes and just getting these bokeh balls all throughout the picture. And then the kangaroos, I just did rim light around them, so they were very dark because I exposed for the light. That is just something totally different, and it was just amazing. And so now when you're out in the bush, you know, you shoot towards the light, and I love to try and get foliage in front of the wildlife where the light reflects off it. I used to, when I first started bird photography, think that I had to get the whole bird in the picture, but now I love to cover the bird a bit as well, depending on what I want to get. And a lot of my inspiration for that kind of effect is when I'm in the field, I just look at it and I say, oh, yeah, I want this to go across and I'll move, and or I just want to see the eye, or, you know, things like that. And not necessarily light effects. So sometimes I'm shooting a bird in a field. I recently did it with a red cap parrot in the last season, and he was just swaying in the wind. And so therefore you've got all these other things in the foreground and background that could obstruct. But because it was going across the bird, it was going out of focus. And I thought, well, you know what? I like that. What if I just get the eyes sharp and let the rest see what happens with the rest of the body? And that's what I did. And I didn't get hung up on, oh, the bird's got to be in the open completely. I was actually trying to make the environment sort of enhance the bird. It's just thinking outside what you've got set in your mind on what you think you want to get in your photo. Use the environment where it enhances, not distract. You know, people say it's a distraction, get rid of that, clone it out. But what about thinking about making it part of the scene and it enhances the bird? And wham, look what you've got, you know? And yeah, the viewer is just still drawn to the bird and that, and you sort of see the environment as well.
That's great advice. So in summary, firstly, think about where the light is coming from. Is it coming from the horizon? Is it coming from the side? Is it coming from behind the bird? Move yourself around to capture different angles and use light or dark settings on your camera to either put the bird in detail or take a photo of its silhouette. Secondly, think about the environment around the bird. Is it worth including? Does it frame the bird? Does it tell a story about its habitat and behavior? I can hear that Shelley's intent is about taking interesting photos that draw the viewer's eye. In fact, her motto is light, passion, creativity. This attention to detail means that she sometimes has to play the long game and accept that she's not going to get the photo that she wants right away.
That's why I spend so much time in the field, because I'm watching it. I mean, there's a lot of times I do it and it just doesn't work. You know, there's a lot of times where I can see it and thinking, oh, I can't get it at the moment, but, you know, maybe I could, something, I need to change something, you know, different time of the year or whatever. So, yeah, the environment plays a really big part of it. The seasons change, the colours change, and I'm very aware of how the environment is looking at any given time of the year. And I particularly love going in when it's spring or even autumn, and just to get something different with a bird that it's just local.
Before she heads off on her next photography adventure, Shelley has some wisdom to share with us.
Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't get caught up with rushing out and buying gear. Take your time. I remember some of the gear that I bought when I first started was a bit of a waste of money. I think it's a lot easier now because there's some great gear out there. I think also enjoy. You know, don't get caught up in the hype of social media, having to post photos. Really think about what you want to do with your journey when it comes to birds and photography. I do it because I love it and I do well on social media, but at the end of the day, I still go out because I love photographing birds. Why do I photograph birds? I think if I wasn't doing my job part of it, and also if I wasn't doing social media, I'd still be out there. I'd still be taking photos. I'd still be trying to find inspiration to get the photos that I'm after. Enjoy. Make sure you enjoy it. Don't sort of give up photography because some other part of it's not working. Remember why you're doing it. I feel just as strong about it now as what I did, probably even more so now than what I did when I first started, because I've travelled a little bit now. And I also still love my local birds. I think if you really love birds, you will find that you still enjoy going locally and photographing birds or just watching them. You don't always take photos like you used to in the beginning. You wait more for those photos or behaviour. That I still love more photography and birds. And birds are just, they are just the most fascinating creature.
You can connect with Shelley via her website and on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Go and check out her amazing artworks. And if you want to try using light and the environment in your photos, even if it's just taking some photographs of other living things around you, please tag Weekend Birder on Instagram or Facebook so I can share the journey with you. I'll post some of my own mobile photos as well. In the next episode, we're going to learn about a bird of prey that can dive deep into the water to grab its food. Can you guess what bird I'm talking about? Tap subscribe or follow on your podcast app so that you know when this episode goes live. Speak to you soon.